Everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian, and I'm joined by the marathon man, Rich Stambolian.
What's up? I'd rather be the running man.
The running man. You want to do the running man?
You can't see my legs. It's a perfect running man.
What's going on, Rich?
Nothing, man. How you doing? I said this the other night, but I feel like we've just been doing the show at full steam since Thursday.
Oh, my God. Every other day.
And we're ghosts.
We did a show Thursday. We did a show Saturday. We're doing a show today. It's every other day we've been doing a show. We had a bunch of watch-alongs, so if you're listening to the podcast, those are not going to be on the feed, because it's us progressively getting drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Rich, how'd you feel by the end of the show?
I was ready for my wife picked up a bunch of fried chicken, so I was ready for fried chicken, and I went home, I joked around with my wife a little bit, and then I ate a bunch of fried chicken and fell asleep on the couch. It was the best.
It was distracting me, by the way.
The best.
I have to turn it off.
Got some bunch on.
Because I figured out what you do. You start doing ASMRs the more you drink.
In what
you
way?
Become a very soft speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Like very sensual.
Like a sensual speaker?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you were getting very sensual. Like, I was like, he's feeling good.
I've been doing this.
Yeah, there you go. It was a great pay-per-view. We're going to go through that card. We're going to go through all the aftermath of AEW Revolution. And a whole lot more news, obviously, answering your questions as well at the end of the show. I want to remind everybody, if you enjoy the podcast, go to patreon.com/mattmenpodcast. You can fund us there as little as $1 a month to just give us a tip. And you get all these bonus shows, obviously. This is part of the deal. You guys are funding us, and we're going to continue doing these watch-alongs. We just installed a new TV in the studio, so I think what we're going to end up doing is doing more of these watch-alongs over time.
It's easier.
It's way easier to watch the show like that, and it's, you know, setting up the laptop and watching it like this, it kind of sucks. So we will be doing more watch-alongs, obviously, for the pay-per-views, but I think for me, I'll also be doing some watch-alongs for big shows, like Raws and SmackDowns and stuff like that. If Rich... come, obviously. I would love you to come for those.
I should set up a remote system in my place so I can just hop on with you and we can do the split screen like that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Because we can definitely do that, and that would be a lot of fun. And also, since it's WrestleMania season, can we put like a big WrestleMania thing logo on top of the TV so we can just point to it?
Just point to it over and over again?
During the broadcast.
There you go.
But we got to start doing those WrestleMania match watch-alongs.
Yeah.
We can definitely do a full Mania. Like the old ones that were 2 hours?
Oh, like a two... So pre, what, like 2013, 2014?
Yeah, we can do like WrestleMania 6 or something.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
And do the whole show. But then
we can do that.
If it's like WrestleMania 30, we're going to be here for like 8 hours.
Yeah. I don't care to do that.
No.
So we're going to be doing a whole lot more content. I want to talk about the AEW card, obviously, first. Rich is going to pull it up right now. I really enjoyed the show. I thought it was fun to do it with you guys. Some stuff I didn't really care for, some stuff I absolutely loved. Let's go through the card, and then we'll talk about the aftermath as well.
Absolutely. So the pre-show was the Dark Order beat SoCal Uncensored. It was fine.
It was a fine match.
It was good. Like I said, like Scorp got the crowd going.
Yeah.
It was exactly what it needed to be. Your next match was Jack Hager beat Dusty by submission. Dustin.
What did you think of this?
I enjoyed it. They're two hard-hitting dudes. I really thought it was going to go to double DQ.
People were very upset over the kiss.
Why?
Because they said it was sexual assault. And I explained, and I keep telling people, I'm like, you do know that it's like a TV show.
Right. No, it's not. It's real.
It's real. It's a television show. It's a character. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, what they were trying to tell you is that he despises Jake Hager so much.
Right.
That he's going to go to this low life move of kissing his wife. It didn't bother me. I thought I was fine with it. It's exactly what it was supposed to be. It's, again, fake outrage.
Keep in mind who this guy is.
He's Goldust.
He's friggin' Goldust.
Yeah, he's a weirdo. He's a creep. He's a creepazoid.
He's a creepazoid. And those people who I feel like do the false outrage thing have clearly never seen any of the stuff that this dude would get away with when he debuted, right?
Yeah.
This dude was basically assaulting Razor Ramon every week.
Yeah. You know? Sexually.
Sexually assaulting Razor Ramon every single week. And you know what? Guess what? It's television. Yeah. It's TV. We got Darby Allin beat Sammy Guevara. 5-minute match. That was a lot. It was like dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
You know? But great match. Sammy hit an insane 630 through a table.
We kept saying, Sammy is... Sammy Guevara is something very special.
Absolutely.
And I'm very curious to see where his career takes him. He has that Randy Orton...
cockiness?
Big time. Mm-hmm. Big time. And that's great. That's a compliment, obviously. We're not saying it in a negative way.
Yeah.
But this dude is something very special, and I think he's going to start bulking up a little bit. It's going to be interesting to see what he does when he kind of puts on a little bit of weight and he's in the 200s.
He's looking a little more jacked up.
Yeah.
He's looking a little more beefy.
Prime time, baby.
Yeah. Kenny and Adam Page beat the Young Bucks to retain the AEW tag team titles in a 30-minute match. This should have been the main event, dude.
I want to talk about this match a little bit.
Great match.
Okay. I would say I watched it twice. I watched it again yesterday because I kind of wanted to grasp what I witnessed when we were doing the show. The greatest tag match I've ever seen, probably.
I would say
it's the greatest tag team match of all time. I'm not even doing the debate of one of them. I'm going to say it is the greatest tag match that I've seen. And I'll tell you why. The psychology in the match was through the roof, especially for a Young Bucks match where everybody criticizes the psychology and its high spots, it just kicks. There was a story being told, and there was psychology throughout the entire match, beginning to end.
So good.
I cannot tell you a better tag match that I've ever seen as far as the total package.
I agree. You know, I think in the lexicon of the AEW matches, this is their best tag team match that's happened. Right underneath it, that Lucha Brothers Bucks match.
Yeah, that was great too.
Both amazing.
But this was way better.
This was unbelievable. I watched it twice yesterday. Also,
you watched it twice.
Yeah. Just because like it was so good. The story being untold. They made Hangman with this match.
A lot of people have seen, somebody in chat goes, best tag match since TLC 3. A lot of people comparing are bringing up the TLC match. TLC match was a gimmick match. You got to remember that.
Right.
And it included multiple tag teams. I don't think this was the psychology in that match. That match was a train wreck.
Right, right.
It was a car crash. That's what you were watching it for. This had a tremendous storyline psychology being built up throughout the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
The story of Kenny with the injured shoulder. Was it Matt or Nick? Matt's
lumbar.
Yeah, but Matt's always his lumbar. But yeah. Which one was it that was kind of like breaking his shoulder, essentially stomping it in? The other one was like, dude, what are you doing?
It was Matt. Yeah.
So like that whole thing about how just beating him became part of him.
Right.
They did the Golden Lovers kick, and it upset Kenny to the point that he kicked out a one on the Golden Lovers V-trigger. Which,
so
I mean, a lot of people missed that. A lot of people missed the fact that it enraged this man to kick out at one.
Right.
Like, what the hell are you doing? That's my move. The ending where Hangman teased the buckshot lariat on Kenny, but didn't. If you're gonna ask me, I honestly thought we were gonna see a turn,
right,
of Kenny and the Young Bucks on Hangman,
right?
Because you cannot turn him heel at this point. This guy, by the way, what a star he turned out to be now.
Awesome, absolutely. And I also did call it on the pre-show. Hangman saves the day.
Hangman did save the day. I have to tell you though, you recognize stuff that I wasn't, because I was so engulfed in doing the show, watching the chat, watching this, watching you, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I asked the chat, and I said, what do you guys rate this, right? And there were so many five-star matches.
Mm-hmm.
MG Geek said 5.5 stars. I was like, you know what? It was like a 4.5-star match for me.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it again. When I actually watched the match, I said, it's above a five-star match.
Absolutely.
I can't tell me a better tag match that you have seen.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't.
The argument that it could be one of the best, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's your opinion. You have the option to think that way. This is my opinion that I think it's the best tag match I've ever seen. But this is also for me. I'm not saying that you've seen. I'm saying that I've seen.
I agree with that. Go ahead. Sorry.
I've been trying to come up with another match that I remember that I'm going to say this was the best tag match.
There was a Mustache Mountain match from last year on NXT.
Phenomenal
that
match.
That was,
great.
I think, up there with, like, you know, like, oh, this is tough to beat, you know?
The Gargano-Ciampa matches, I can't remember which one it was. Could it have been... Did Gargano-Ciampa face... There was a Gargano Ciampa tag DIY match that I would have said was probably the best tag match I saw. Also, I would put the Viking Raiders and Undisputed Era.
Yes.
I would put that match as one of the best tag matches I've ever seen, but it didn't have the psychology that this match had.
So
that's
good.
Where you could have a move-for-move unbelievable match, but this didn't have the story-driven psychology. They did kudos to those guys because I did not expect there to be so much thought put in. And that's
really?
And you know where that comes from, though? It's all Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
That was all Kenny's, you know, concept of how to tell the story rather than just doing moves. Uso's New Day, another great one, but it wasn't on this caliber.
DIY Revival. That's
DIY Revival. DIY. Greek wife. My very Greek wife.
My very Greek wife was very upset at me when I got home. She was like, I listened to this show.
Nobody, if you do not know what we're talking about, you gotta watch a 4.5-hour show to understand our very Greek wives story.
She hated me. But so, like, the other thing that I thought was still great about the match that people forget is that the Young Bucks are natural heels.
So they're really good heels.
Natural. The crowd booed the crap out of them.
From the beginning, though.
Yeah.
It started from the beginning.
Kenny's their golden boy, and Hangman is like...
He's becoming Steve Austin, man.
He was made. They made him in this match. Yeah, him hitting the one-winged angel, saving Kenny, let's get the hell out of here. It was awesome.
And by the way, you were very... from the beginning of the whole Hangman Page thing, for years you've been talking about him.
Yes.
And you've seen that this guy's a star, and it's a matter of what they do with it, right?
He's my Bret Hart. Remember
he's
when
your
you
Bret
saw
Hart.
Bret Hart when you were a kid?
That's your Bret Hart.
Like, that's the guy.
I was 4.5. I saw him in a tag match with Jim the Anvil Neidhart, and I'm like, you know what? That guy's going to be a star, Dad.
That's the dude. As soon as he joined Bullet Club, I was like, ooh, that's the dude.
Yeah. This guy, they tried to push him when AEW started.
Yeah.
It felt forced once again. And this is the interesting thing, right? He would have suffered the Roman Reigns fiasco, where everybody knows this guy's talented. Everybody was behind him. And it just seemed unnatural for him to be elevated as the... And everybody's like, well, they're going to give the title to him. I said, no, a babyface cannot be their first champion. You need a heel to drive the story. A babyface is the ending of a story. The whole point of a babyface is to have his comeuppance, win the title, then eventually lose to another monster.
You need the chase.
You need the chase.
You need the chase. Chase big time.
Listen, dude, now I would love to see him with the title. Give him time. Give him another year.
Hangman?
Let him build this.
Yeah.
Let Hangman build this character.
I think you're going forward. The new launching point is going to be Monday, right? Because now you have another 3 months before the next pay-per-view. Wednesday, I'm sorry.
Yeah, when... Did they announce? They did announce what the next one is, right?
Yeah.
What is it? Double or Nothing or no?
Maybe All Out. No.
That's going to be September.
Yeah. So.
Double or Nothing, I guess. Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. So like 2 or 3 months from now?
Yeah.
Like end of May?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Also, he teased Marty Scurll with a chicken, with a crossface.
I think that's great. Like,
a crossface. I'm sorry. A chicken wing.
We're going to see a lot of interesting stuff going forward now because it seems like people are kind of getting ready for the rest of the year. Like companies are getting ready, you know.
Yeah.
Like I know NWA and Ring of Honor are starting to work together again. New Japan, possibly another relationship with Ring of Honor. I think these dudes should get thrown right into that mix. Great card. And this was in the middle of the show.
So now I'm gonna give that match, by the way, I'm giving that match 5.5 stars.
Okay.
That's my if we're doing the Meltzer scale, I'm going to go with a 5.5-star match for me. I'm not giving it 6 stars because, to me, a 6-star match is Kenny Omega and Okada.
Right, right.
I have a very difficult time giving that to a tag match because there's a lot of hoopla that goes along with a tag match.
Hoopla.
A lot of hoopla. Right. Let's go into the following match, which, my God, I have a lot to say about this.
Nyla Rose versus Chris Statlander.
Watching it a second time.
12 minutes, 45 seconds. It was fine. It was, they're in a tough spot, man. Tough spot. Anytime you follow, you have to follow Omega and Paige and the Bucks. That's hard, right?
Yeah.
I think the Cody match should have been first.
The Cody match should
first
have been...
First or second?
On the whole show.
On the card, yeah.
I don't, you know, this is where things kind of fell apart.
Okay.
I agree with you. I think the placement got screwed up because of that match.
Okay.
If this match had gone on last, which it shouldn't because of the world title,
right?
It would have changed the whole dynamic of the show. But maybe this should have gone on first because you started off with this crazy bang.
Mm-hmm.
So the Nyla Rose and Chris Statlander match was not good. Nyla Rose, just they were both very green. Chris Statlander was sick, by the way, all weekend, had the flu. The crowd really wanted to get behind this, and they tried their best. Even when she screwed up the kip-up, they kind of applauded, and she did recover from it. It just was in the wrong place. The match was done, and with the wrong people.
Little green.
Little green, not a great match, but this kind of shows you that NXT has the best women's division in the world.
They do. Well, they also have arguably the best training staff in professional wrestling.
I mean, and this was a conversation that we were seeing throughout the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying, well, the AEW women's division is bad. I said, well, here's the problem. Most of the women that are really good are signed somewhere. They don't really have a lot unless they're going to start training and starting from the ground up, which they are trying to do with Chris Statlander, with Nyla Rose, and then they have all the Japanese talent that comes across. Mm-hmm. But they really don't have a solid women's division.
Great character, great roster, though.
And they're not screwing up Britt Baker. That's the other part. They're being very careful with Britt because she will become... You know who she is to them? This is what I see happening. Trick she's going to be their... She's, no. She's going to be their Charlotte. She's going to be their...
Let's get better than... I was, well, I wasn't going to say Trish Stratus because of this thing. I was going to say because of just, like, her tenure.
Her tenure.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be their Charlotte. She's going to be their... I was going to go, not Tully.
She's going to be their Tully Blanchard.
They're Tully Blanchard.
They're Tessa Blanchard.
Yeah, they're Tessa Blanchard. Thank you, Rich. This is my first cup of coffee today.
That's fine.
She's going to be their Tessa, and I think they're going to do a very good job with that, but until she's ready, they're not going to pull the trigger on her.
Okay.
Also, I do want to mention again, Kenny Omega, they are booking him exactly the way they should have been doing last year. So that to kind of touch on that. All right. So what did you think of the match? Okay. Eh.
2 stars.
Okay. Did you watch all the entire show yesterday?
I watched most of everything back to back. Just stuff I really liked, I watched.
All right.
MJF and Wardlow beat Cody with Arn and Brandy. Really, really good match. 24 minutes. A lot of fun. It put... And Cody does not need the win.
Okay.
Right?
I did not like this match.
Why?
I didn't like it when I watched it, and I went in saying I was being biased.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the match at all. I thought the match was awkward. I understand what they tried to do, but looking at it as a storytelling perspective, I understand Cody had to lose. They had the right idea there.
Right.
I don't think these two gelled as well as they should have for the build that they had.
You think it was nerves?
Maybe a little bit of nerves. Maybe Cody's terrible tattoo was distracting.
Ooh, how do you feel about that tattoo?
It's not a great... I understand the tattoo. I think that's cool.
Great tattoo.
It is not a great place for that tattoo.
I think he could do whatever he wants. Obviously, it's his body, his choice. I'm sure he's thought about it. It wasn't just a split decision. From my perspective, if it was just a little bit smaller, it would be way more badass.
Or somewhere else.
Like, just a small one that's, like, a little smaller. Aesthetically, it would have been awesome.
By the way, that tattoo is very real.
And also, it's funny because I sent that picture to my wife, and she was like, "Who this?" And I was like, "It's Cody." And she was like, "No, no tattoo, not good.
No, no,
very
tattoo.
Greek, very Greek wife.
Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
No, no and, tattoo." And then she sent me an article that it was just Brandi Rhodes hates Cody's new tattoo.
Oh no, you're kidding me.
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh man." So, hey, what are you going to do, man? I'm sure, like, you do, both of us do plenty of stuff that our wives don't like.
You think that's, you know, the carny starts to show a little bit.
That's fine.
When you start getting neck tattoos, you start saying, oh, yeah, this guy's in the pro wrestling business.
I guarantee you, once he starts adding to it, it's going to look awesome.
I'm sure there's more to it than that. Yeah. I don't know, man. I didn't, there were a couple spots, like, do you know what the story was with that shoe coming off and then the enziguri that busted MJF open?
Cody's broken toe from the moonsault.
His toenail.
Right.
That was supposed to be the story?
Yeah, that he broke his toe on the moonsault and his foot is legitimately effed up.
And there's something popping out of his toe.
Right. And MJF exploited it and then hit him with a ring.
MJF hit him with the ring, and you brought this up, that if you were to hit him with that ring finger...
Right.
You're going to break your hand.
Right.
Why not just do brass knucks?
Right. Or, like, I understand it's a prop, but I also do feel like that ring should have been big enough for your index finger.
Sure, yeah.
Right? So that, because it's a huge ring, you can give them, like...
One of these?
You can give them, like, a good one four, like, right in the breadbasket, you know?
Yeah.
You know, two-piece Noah.
It wasn't a bad match. This is one of those moments that the hype built up so much that the actual execution of the match didn't do well. There is something to be told. This is going to continue, obviously, and there is something to be said about how Arn is going to be used.
Okay.
I think there's going to be something there.
Some kind of tension?
There's going to be something there. I'm almost certain that we're going to... If you would ask me today, I'm going to say Arn turns on Cody.
Really?
Yeah. With MJF.
Arn turns on Cody with MJF.
Yeah.
Are you going to get Tully in the picture on this?
I don't know.
Are you going to get Flair showing up?
Flair,
at some point?
Yeah. Flair's going to be there.
Honestly, like, I really do think Flair's going to show up at some point.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, you do a little razzle dazz with the horsemen and, you know.
Yeah.
Then you had Pac beating Orange Cassidy with Chuck Taylor. And
this was the sleeper for me.
13 minutes.
Loved it.
Did it change your mind?
It did change my mind.
Okay.
Yeah. I very much enjoyed this match.
The dude could work. Like, I think that's the big thing that people, every week when we watch AEW and we watch it on social media, because we have to because of the show and just how we are, it's a lot of people just not getting Orange Cassidy and hating on
him. Oh, they love him.
Now... I think it's like, yeah, you just have to see the dude work. This is comedy, the hands in the pockets, the mini kicks, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But the dude can wrestle.
Yeah, he's not bad. I enjoyed it a lot.
And then you had your main event. Moxley beats Jericho to win the AEW World Championship. 22-minute match. Classic main event match. They didn't go too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go too nuts. They probably planned this and said, listen, no, regardless of the crowd reaction, this is what we're going to do. My favorite spot in the match was the eye reveal that he's okay.
That he's fine.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this match. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a classic World Heavyweight Championship match. Kudos to Chris Jericho, first of all. I do want to say, man, you really could appreciate the art of wrestling with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's reinvented himself multiple times. He was that villainous older heel character, and he lost the title to Moxley, and now Moxley's the made man. He's the babyface. So what happens now? Does Jericho get the rematch? Does Jericho go away for a little bit? Does who's the other contender for that title?
I think Jericho gets the rematch, and I think the Moxley beatdown continues from the Inner Circle.
But Moxley retains.
Moxley holds on. I think Moxley has to hold on to that belt for a while, but he's constantly being beaten and berated by the Inner Circle. Good for him. Good for both of them. Good for Mox for, like, you know what? Like, I'm quitting the biggest company in the world to join these guys, and guess what? I'm your world champ.
Yeah.
You know? Good for Jericho for sticking with it, getting in amazing shape, becoming arguably the best heel on TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Great. Without a doubt.
Actually, the best world champion on TV.
Right. Right.
At the moment, he's the best world heavyweight champion.
Great. And we've talked about this several times over the last week, is that AEW is so great at creating moments. And I can tell you right now, both of us probably remember every single Jericho promo in his tenure in AEW.
Yeah.
Right. Just because of how good they are.
The Mox
stuff is great. Yeah. And also, it shows, regardless of what company these guys came from, the crowd was with them the entire time because they have that it factor. That's, you know, as much as you like Kenny and the Bucks, persona wise and love wise, like Mox and Jericho, people are just like, oh, this is, you know, we have to really, we're very invested into this.
Yeah.
You know,
the promo at the end by John Moxley was so natural.
Mm-hmm.
It felt so real. It was just done very well. I as a world title match, great. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the pay-per-view. Now the question is, okay, where do we go from here?
Matt Hardy.
So Matt Hardy's the big story here. Matt Hardy's contract has expired with WWE.
Mm-hmm.
He stated on his YouTube or Twitter, I can't remember which one, that he will not be re-signing with WWE.
Great.
A A lot of people are now saying, well, he's going to sign with NXT. I don't think the Matt Hardy character will work in NXT.
No.
He needs to go, no. He needs to go somewhere big. He needs to go somewhere different. And this is his opportunity. Listen, this is the man for him. Yeah. This guy's made all the money in the world. He's not going somewhere for money at this point. Mm-hmm. He's going somewhere because he loves the art of professional wrestling. And this is, if he goes to AEW, we will see what he should have done in WWE with that character.
Speaking of the art of professional wrestling,
yes.
Kudos to Colt Cabana for getting signed.
Colt Cabana signed with AEW, which is very cool.
Great pop for that dude.
Nice comedy opening act addition.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also a potential future world champ, right?
Can you imagine that?
That'd be great. That'd be great.
I think, listen, anything is possible.
He can work. That's the thing. Like, he can wrestle apart from the... Remember his series with Adam Pearce?
Yeah.
These dudes phenomenal. These dudes wrestling.
It's amazing how wrestling has evolved since that era, though.
Well, those guys were the kings of the indies at that point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's before Pierce got signed to NXT as a producer, and then now he's on Raw as a producer, right?
Yeah.
And I remember that being like, wow, they're really putting some passion behind that NWA title. Yeah. How would you book Mac Hardy?
Mac Hardy? I think the proper thing is the exalted one. That's the way to do it. I feel like it's so naturally created for him at this moment.
Right.
Where if you don't do it and he goes to AEW, then you're just swerving people.
Well, him and Marty, it could be either or, right?
Marty's going to be going. Mm-hmm. Marty's going to definitely show up there. I think the chicken wing was a nice tease at that. Mm-hmm. I think the relationship between Ring of Honor and AEW is you see something there.
Yeah, yeah.
Marty right now is in the hunt for that NWA title with Nick Aldis. They're going to be doing, they're working a program right now, and I think that's fine. But I think after that, Marty Scurll showing up, big pop. That's a big moment for AEW.
Absolutely. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the Exalted one, that's the big thing. Who's the reveal? And it's funny because you do have so many people to pick from, right? Possible Matt Hardy, possible Marty, possible Brody Lee, possible Lance Archer.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Lance Archer.
All those guys.
It was announced last week that Lance Archer is signed with AEW. Brody Lee is definitely in AEW. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they've announced it yet or not, but Brody Lee's going to AEW. You got two giant big men that go there. I think for Matt Hardy, I think the Exalted one is the gimmick. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's for Brody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's for Lance. I think Lance should be working with
Mox. Like against or with?
Against.
Really?
Yeah, because remember, Moxley's also the U.S. champion.
That is true.
People forget that. He's the NJPW, IWGP United States champion.
Yeah.
Which he is in a program with Lance Archer.
Yeah.
I think that would be nice to see that on TV. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a lot of these matches. I think we're going to see Mox and Pac. Mm-hmm. We're going to see Mox and Lance. We're going to see...
Mox Kenny?
Mox... I don't know. I wouldn't do that yet.
Mox Cody?
I wouldn't do that yet.
Okay.
I
Wardlow.
Maybe Wardlow. I mean, we're going to... Remember, they got to take their time with this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe the rematch is Jericho. Maybe that is the rematch at Double or Nothing.
Because
it makes sense. Double or Nothing.
Right.
If I don't win, I'm leaving.
Hangman,
you got to book him carefully. I want them with fine gloves on Handman. Guys, remember, submit your questions in the chat room. We're going to do our Q&A in a little bit, in a couple of minutes here. It's going to be a nice, quick show today because we've done so much content. Yeah, a lot of people. So here's the thing. Blood and Guts match. Let's talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
That is their version of War Games.
Right.
It will have a roof, unlike the WWE version of War Games.
Yeah.
A lot of people were asking that. It will have a roof. Who is in this match?
Undisputed Era.
No, wrong company.
I would say on one side you're gonna have Kenny and Hangman and two baby faces, possibly Cody and Dustin. And on the other side it's gonna be the Bucks, Pac, and let's say like Sammy.
I would say Inner Circle versus Elite.
Okay. But there's cracks in the Elite at this point.
That's
right?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
How many people are in Inner Circle?
Five.
Jericho,
Santana and Ortiz. Uh-huh. Three, Sammy and Jack Hager.
That's five.
Are you? That's five. Are you counting Jefferton Coverton?
Yes, Jefferton Coverton okay. also.
So that's six dudes.
Okay. I would do Hangman, Omega, Bucks, Moxley, and Dustin.
Okay.
As the other side.
Okay. Darby instead of Dustin.
Maybe Darby.
Yeah, because yeah. now, like, I think there was, like, that weird silent split that they did where Cody's like, no, we're the Nightmare Family. That's his thing now. So he's not part of the Elite anymore.
He's not, no.
Right, so he's the Nightmare Family. So it's him, Dustin, and Brandy.
Yeah.
And then they dropped the Nightmare Collective.
The Nightmare Collective is gone.
The haircutting stuff. That's
finished.
And Luther, like, that's done. They acknowledge yeah. that.
Where is Dr. Luther going now?
He's backstage. He's backstage hanging out.
They should
put Luther, they should make him the boiler room guy.
Oh, yeah, make him right? a boiler room guy.
Like Mankind. Like, he's just in the boiler room.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be fun. March 25th at the, in Jersey. That's a big Jersey match we're going to get.
That's the East Coast, right? It's like their only show on the East Coast, right?
No, I think they're doing Boston also.
Okay.
So they have a big show in Jersey because New York won't let them in.
You want to take questions?
We could do questions. Yeah. Anything else that we're missing here before we go to questions?
Well, the Elimination Chamber is the next pay-per-view.
Yikes.
This
Sunday, by the way.
Is it? No.
I guess I'm doing a... Are you doing a watch-along with
March
me?
March 8th?
This Sunday.
Jeez. Yeah, maybe I'll come by. Maybe I'll come by with... I'll have a little cappuccino or something. So far, we have three matches announced.
Yeah.
Natalya versus Liv Morgan versus Shayna versus Asuka versus Ruby Wyatt versus...
Ruby Wyatt.
versus Sarah Logan. Elimination Chamber for the Raw Women's Championship match at 36.
So
this is for the match.
That's an Elimination Chamber match.
Right.
Okay.
It's not for the belt. It's for the match. So, I'm going with Shayna.
This is for the match at WrestleMania. Obviously, Shayna.
And then you have Braun versus Nakamura, Cesaro, and Sammy in a 3-on-1 handicap match for the IC title.
So stupid.
I think that's going to be fun, and I feel like you're going to get two things out of it. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a triple pin and Braun, like, bougieing them out of it.
Do you know what turns me off?
What?
More than a lumberjack match?
A
handicap match.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do lumberjack matches why doesn't that do it for you?
It's
just silly,
outdated.
Okay,
a draconian concept of pro wrestling.
Okay,
I never like lumberjack matches.
You like ladder matches?
Love ladder matches.
You like cage matches?
I love lumberjill matches.
Okay,
I hate that too. By the way, another stupid thing. I don't want to see people around the ring because you know there's no finish.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the handicap match, there's no. I feel like they've blown away the handicap match by the no comeuppance and nothing on the line.
Okay.
Like, I think the handicap match works when you have this, like, villainous GM and this ultra-hot babyface that's about the challenge for the title.
Sure, sure.
And then you throw it in, and then they win the title.
Right.
But they've done it the opposite way so much where the babyfaces are on the outnumber inside, where I don't even care about it anymore.
I think this is going to be fun. I feel like there's going to be a surprise where Sammy ends up winning the IC title.
Sammy somehow?
Yeah, Sammy somehow like gets the IC belt. Okay. Like everybody drops their finisher on Braun, and then out of nowhere, Sammy...
Oh, so wait. If it's a 3-on-1 for the IC title, but what happens if Sammy gets the pin?
He wins the title.
Or does Nakamura get the title?
I think Sammy gets the title. I want that story to happen because I want Sammy versus Nak Part 2 at WrestleMania.
Okay, maybe. I don't know.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right. And then the other match announced was The Miz and John Morrison versus New Day versus The Usos versus Heavy Machinery versus Lucha House Party versus Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode in an Elimination Chamber match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champ. This is going to be a lot of fun. I want to see Otis and Tucker win.
I don't see that happening, but it's possible. No.
Do you care about it? You don't care about it.
I don't care about it. Zero. Zero care about this.
Do you care? Team. Lucha House Party's in it. I think that'd be fun.
I don't care.
Do you care about Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode?
No.
No?
There's nothing I care about less than Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode.
Do you care about anybody in this match?
Nobody. No, nobody.
Even the New Day?
The New Day I do because I want that turn to happen.
This is every tag team on SmackDown, by the way.
I know. I want that turn to happen. So here's the other problem here, right? Is there a men's Elimination Chamber match?
Well, they haven't announced it, right?
Why would there be?
They'll probably announce it today.
But
right.
Again, that's why true. Would there be now? Yeah. Because you already told us that Roman Reigns is challenging Bill Goldberg for that title. Mm-hmm. Why would you now have an Elimination Chamber match for nothing? We also know that John Cena is going to be facing Bray. We also know that Drew McIntyre is facing Brock Lesnar.
Right.
So what else is on the line for a men's, a future title shot?
Right.
And you really don't care at this point. Why would you care about the future?
Don't care. Nobody
because
cares.
Because, you know, you kind of know what's happening at the Raw after WrestleMania. So,
do you think Roman's beating up Goldberg at WrestleMania? That's going to be fun.
Roman, it's going to be a quick match. Mm-hmm. Unless Roman loses.
Bleh. Bleh. You're trying to date my daughter? And then Bleh. Roman goes, I am your daughter.
That's the big reveal.
And just does that for 45. Yeah. What if the match was Goldberg sticking his tongue out versus Roman doing this for 45 minutes?
So, I mean, a tag chamber match does nothing for me. Don't care.
Why not?
Don't care.
Okay. What else we got leading into this? That's right. I think one of the big things was they already cheated John Cena versus The Fiend, right?
That's happening, yeah.
Which we've seen before, which is great. Those guys work well together. I think Cena can work well with anybody. People took a big dumparoo on Goldberg winning the title.
Yeah.
But I think, honestly, what saved it was The Fiend standing up and disappearing. I was like, that's great.
All right. You Boom. Got me. Quick.
Goldberg should also have to wear that face belt.
Oh, man. I would love that. Around his neck?
Yeah.
Ah, who's next? It's already doing the blah. I'm very curious to see what they do after WrestleMania. You know, Drew becomes champion. Who becomes his challenger? Who challenges Drew?
Does
who do they call up? What's the big unveil?
Keith Lee.
Keith Lee, maybe.
Yeah. Who does Drew go out of WrestleMania winning the?
I would say
the
yes.
champion.
Yeah.
The championship.
Yeah. Yeah. He wins Brock Lesnar.
He wins Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Okay. How cool was that shirt I sent you?
That is a cool shirt.
So like they're like slowly putting out this like Drew McIntyre merchandise, and I saw it because it came up on like. I forgot what, maybe like an email blast or something.
Yeah.
But Drew McIntyre has a shirt with, it looks like a Frank Frazetta drawing almost, where like he's like this ripped Celtic warrior.
He's a Highlander.
Yeah, with like a giant sword. And I'm like, yo, that's great. That's got to be, they got to capitalize on
that.
That
sword
you know?
Is a little too big though.
It's a big claymore.
They don't need, a sword that big.
He's a big dude.
He is a big dude. He's sitting on a rock. Really awesome shirt though. Really like
it. He is the Rock. You think Rock's showing up?
Oh, maybe.
In Miami?
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah, it's in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not?
There's going to be some surprises WrestleMania weekend. There always is. I'm just like, again, I hate saying this, but I'm not looking forward to like a 15-hour show.
The new WWE slogan is WWE, who cares?
Do you think so?
Are
you there?
Dude, you know what? I'm going to tell you something, and I rarely do the dumping.
I know you
but
do.
But the problem is, I rarely do dumping. It's a big problem that I have. Here's the big problem. AEW is not overexposed because there's only 2 hours a week of main TV that you watch.
Right.
There's 5 hours of WWE main TV along with 2 hours of NXT. Mm-hmm. You're at 7 hours a week of WWE content plus everything else that they put out throughout the week plus the pay-per-views. You start seeing the holes in their plot lines and in their product because it's overexposed, not for anything else. If you kept that show tight... Think about how great it would be if it was just one show, right? I want you to think about that. One show a week. I know it's never going to happen. With all this talent there and all these great matches, it would be probably better than what AEW is producing.
Yeah.
It's just that everything is split. Everything is too big.
Content is king. I think that's the mentality with WWE. It's like, it doesn't matter. We say this all the time. It doesn't matter what we do. People are going to watch. It doesn't matter what we do. We're going to sell tickets. It doesn't matter what we do. WrestleMania is going to be 20 hours. We're going to sell out in like 5 minutes because it's an attraction at this point, you know? And that's a fascinating way to do business, but also like AEW fills the gap with the hardcore fans, right?
Yeah, sure. 1.4 million people a week watch AEW.
And I think that number is going to get higher and higher.
Yeah.
Especially after this weekend where there was so much buzz about the matches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially that tag match.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to want to tune in and see more stuff like this.
And I like that they do these gimmick shows.
Yes.
I think this is a nice, unique way of doing it. Again, really enjoyed it. And by the way, we're huge pro wrestling fans. We're not... AEW super fans, because I'm very critical of a lot of the stuff that they do that I don't like. Mm-hmm. Same goes for NXT. Same goes for WWE. New Japan also.
Right.
We're very honest about what we like and what we don't like, and we don't have this bias towards WWE. You never hear us saying, taking personal attacks on the product or people. Sometimes it's just not as good.
Right.
But if you had one show with all these stories happening in a tight 2-hour format, we would be talking a very different conversation right now.
100%. 100%. There's no impetus for WWE to really give us anything.
Yeah.
You know? And that's right. Fine. That's fine.
All right. So why don't we do some Q&A? Guys in the chat room, submit your questions here, and we're going to do our best to answer it. I know there was a lot of questions over what happens with Chris Jericho. Does he go? Does he stay? I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. I think he's having a lot of fun right now doing one show a week.
Oh, my God.
Man, the life is so much better when you only wrestle once a week.
Right.
Compared to doing house shows and pay-per-views and everything else. So it's a lot easier.
Who's going to face Bayley at WrestleMania? Question number one.
I think it's going to be Naomi.
Okay. That's going to be fun. Is there something big happening between WWE and AJPW?
I have not heard anything about that.
Could Enzo be the real leader of the Dark Order?
Oh, my. Can you imagine? Bada boom?
Oh, bada boom, it's me. I'm the real leader of the Dark Order.
Oh, my God. I would vomit.
No men's elimination chamber match. Do you think there's a possibility that WrestleMania will be canceled this year?
No. There's zero possibility WrestleMania is canceled this year.
Or would it, like, low attendance because of the epidemic scare?
No. By the way, dude, it's like the flu. It's like saying because it's flu season, are we canceling events? It's the same. The outcome of this is going to be way less than the flu. I think this is a lot of mass hysteria right now because it has a name. It has a catchy name. 615,000 people a year die of the flu.
Right.
About 68,000 Americans die of the flu every single year.
Right.
This is targeting people with weak immune systems and older people. Very similar to the flu.
Right.
It's a little bit more scary and it's more aggressive than the flu. But if you have a strong immune system, you're going to be fine even if you get this. Mm-hmm. Think of how many people have gotten this. I don't think events in North America are going to start getting canceled because of this. In Japan, it's a very different story because they're in the heat of it.
They're close to ground
China.
Zero.
Yeah, China, Korea, it's going to be a little bit different. But I think for North America, it's going to be very different. Listen, I hope I'm right. I could be wrong. I could maybe have an attitude that's a little bit too nonchalant about this thing. But
yeah.
I don't see it affecting North American content, especially now that we're going into the warmer climates
in the
summer where this doesn't do as well.
Right, right. Apparently, this is according to Anthony JCP in the chat room, the head of AJPW will be coming to NXT in May, and this is what Tokyo Sports is saying.
I haven't read it today.
Odds of Hornswoggle being the exalted one.
Hope so.
That'd be amazing. Anybody we've said will be amazing. Hogan? Hell yeah. Flair?
So, this is older story. Sorry. This was a very old story. Imagine it's Hulk Hogan, brother.
Brother. I'm the exalted. What? What is this? You guys are the American Order.
Yeah. What else do we have here?
Enzo. You think it'd be Enzo? Oh, it'd be great if it was Enzo.
I think it's going to be Matt Hardy.
Yeah. That would be, and like, he's just complete full of like broken regalia.
Yeah.
Right?
He's going to be able to do the broken gimmick the way you wanted to do it.
I could definitely see them putting, if Matt Hardy does sign with AEW, that dude will definitely have a world championship run.
Yeah.
Right?
How's your
reggae today?
I'm trying to, my reggae is great.
Yeah?
No, I'm kind of out of it today. I think if they sign him, yeah, he'll definitely have a title shot, but I don't know. It depends on how they build him.
Yeah.
Tokyo Sports is now reporting that WWE could be buying All Japan Pro Wrestling. Maybe they're going to... Cool. I know that Wrestle 1 is closing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is... Would they continue running All Japan? I don't think WWE wants to run a Japanese promotion. If they are buying them, they're going to buy them for their archives.
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of great workers, too. And I do think...
They do, but they don't get half the recognition that the New Japan guys get.
No, I think Okada not too long ago did say, hey, why can't we all work together every so often?
Yeah.
You know,
Tanahashi's also said that.
You know, because like it just puts more eyes on the product and more faces on TV. They have a very tight roster, by the way. New Japan has a gigantic roster. Your boy is their TV champion, Yoshitatsu.
Yoshitatsu's their television champion?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll find out. I'll ask. Mm-hmm. I know that they wanted this at one point. They have great talent. Nobody really talks about it because it's not buzzworthy. It is interesting how the New Japan stuff really has monopolized the exposure to Japanese content.
Oh, yeah. It looks so much better, too.
It does look good. It looks really good.
Rick Anarino in the chat room says, just wanted to thank you guys for doing the show and all the live watch-alongs. I don't have anybody to talk wrestling with since I was in middle school. I really enjoy the interactive
part. Yeah, Rick.
Thank you, Rick, for tuning in.
Love that. Let's see. Any other questions here? There was a whole bunch up top. If WrestleMania's canceled, what do they do? Mm-hmm. It won't be canceled. I don't even think they're considering that.
Yeah.
When does the yearly Brock contract leverage stuff start? I don't see Brock Lesnar going anywhere.
Yeah.
He just signed a contract. he just recently extended his contract, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
And he did use AEW for leverage. So I do not see... First of all, AEW cannot afford Brock Lesnar.
Right, yeah.
But that would be really cool if Brock Lesnar showed up in AEW.
As like a one-off?
No, just had him show up. And have these? Can you imagine Brock and Kenny?
I don't know, man. I feel
would have to work,
right? That's what I'd love to see. That, but I feel like if he wouldn't have the same booking as Vince would book him, right? However, I would love it if Brock showed up in New Japan one last time.
That would be awesome,
right?
Yeah, he could still go though. This guy,
absolutely.
A lot of people are like, oh, he just does suplexes. This guy could still go. He's very smart.
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing. Do you think Matt Hardy doesn't know what he wants to do? No, Matt Hardy knows absolutely what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of several WWE wrestlers coming back from Saudi Arabia sick? I have not heard that.
No.
Let's see what else. Saturday night was awesome.
What's next, guys?
What's next?
Who's next?
Any word on WWE Network changes? Yeah. I have not heard anything. I know that, listen, a year ago, 2 years ago, I said the goal for WrestleMania is to be off the network.
Right.
They made a big mistake, and this kind of goes into, and I'll go into this. And the reason why Vince had this big dispute with his co-presidents,
mm-hmm.
Michelle McCool, right?
Yeah, Michelle McCool.
Yeah, and Georgie Animal Steel.
Yeah.
He had this dispute because WrestleMania, and I always said this was a big mistake
mm-hmm.
to take the Big Four off of pay-per-view and put them on the network.
Right.
This was a huge mistake, and mm-hmm. in their minds, they thought the market was way bigger than they expected.
Right.
They thought they could get about 3 million subscribers, 4 million subscribers at one point
mm-hmm.
because the ratings were still good when the network came up. It was still up there.
Right.
So they were hoping that in a couple of years they hit that 3 million mark, so now they have double the amount of people watching WrestleMania every year.
Right.
In reality, that didn't happen. They get about 1 million people that watch WrestleMania every mm-hmm. year, which is where it's been for the last X amount of years. WrestleMania
right.
27, the head shaving with Donald Trump, 27. That was their highest yeah. rated WrestleMania of all time, and really it had to do with Trump. That was really it. Had,
oh,
there was a major crossover because at the time his show was hot.
The Battle of the Billionaires.
Battle of the Billionaires.
Yeah.
To the point that you got to think about how stupid people are. People actually thought that he bought WWE.
Right, yeah.
And the stock tumbled.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? It was a huge thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was their biggest rating, and they've been trying to come to that point. Many people in the company said the talent was against taking the Big Four off pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. One of the reasons why CM Punk left, to be honest, which nobody really talks about, has to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's pay-per-view payouts got smaller.
Right.
A lot of these guys don't get anywhere near the money that they normally used to get for, you know, the Big Four.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about checks that were in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Exactly.
Based on pay-per-view and gate.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have pay-per-view.
You just have gate.
Yeah. So, and merch sales. So they are trying to do something there to kind of compensate for that. Listen, I don't think ESPN is going to be the answer.
Right.
If you are doing this, if you are going to take the pay-per-views off the network and put them on an over-the-top service, why wouldn't you rather say, listen, we're re-tiering the network. All the old stuff is available
mm-hmm.
for $9.99. But for $19.99, you get all the pay-per-views.
Would you still subscribe?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
I'm still going to order the pay-per-views. It doesn't matter to me. The pay-per-views, the other thing is the pay-per-views were too expensive, but people were still ordering it.
Absolutely.
You're going into it with the thinking of today's era of $9.99 a month.
Right.
If you never did that, then nobody would be complaining that how can you take it away from us? You know, over the top, if you put it on ESPN, what are you going to charge for that? $19.99?
Right.
$29.99, $30? Mm-hmm. Are you going to charge $70?
Right, right.
There's going to be a major problem if they do that.
That's just such an interesting conversation, too. But, you know, they're kind of stuck in this.
They made a big mistake.
Yeah.
Do you think their numbers would have been, if they didn't offer every pay-per-view, do you think their numbers would have been different? I think what they should have done was $9.99. You get all the monthly pay-per-views except the big four. If you want the big four, you could either order on pay-per-view or you could enter a new tier.
Right.
Where it's $24.99 or whatever you would have for the makeup for that.
They give
for
you the
shows.
Extra. Like,
you get the extras plus more. Yeah. They didn't have a solution for that. The other problem was they didn't have the technology to purchase within at the moment at the time of the network.
Right.
That was one of the reasons why they didn't do it either. Mm-hmm. So, a bad business decision. They anticipated a much larger viewership. They didn't have it, and now this is where we're at right now.
But are you still going to get paid? Like, are you going to order WrestleMania on your television?
I'm going to tell you something. I ordered WrestleMania on my TV
until
a year ago.
Yeah, you've done that for the last few years.
Well, now not as much because it's 1080p and the quality's way better on the network. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't watch the terrible WWE Network 30 frames a second for WrestleMania. It bothered me. So I would order the pay-per-view. I will still order WrestleMania 130%. But I'm different. I'm not the casual fan.
Right, yeah.
I'm not
the
guy going on Twitter and saying WWE sucks every week.
That sucks. Mr. Gonzo has a question. Yes. How big a role will Fox Sports play into Mania coverage?
That's a very good question. Yeah. I don't know.
They're going to shove it down your throat, you think, right? You would think that because of that deal that Fox would be super high on just promoting WrestleMania.
I don't know. And I think that their coverage will play a part in this. Vince is very smart that he said that they're going to an OTT. They're looking out to do an OTT service for their big four.
Mm-hmm.
This put every network as a player.
Right.
It's not just about ESPN Plus. A lot of people are misunderstanding because of the coverage here. He's looking to make this into a spectacle, like the Super Bowl. You're not going to get that on ESPN Plus, but you will get that if Fox turns around and says, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to buy the rights for this. We're going to give you another $60 million a year.
Right.
Or whatever. I'm just throwing a number out there, right? I think I had read that WrestleMania makes them $60 million a year.
Okay.
With pay-per-view and everything together. I can't remember if that's that I'm just hallucinating that right now or I read it, but I'm kind of leaning towards that. If they could have that difference on a network, why wouldn't you put it on Fox?
Right.
On a Sunday, you could start it any time at that point. You can make it into a whole event.
You can start 9 a.m. coverage technically.
It's already a 9 a.m. coverage technically. Yeah.
Pretty fascinating too. Yeah. What do we got here? How long is Jeff Hardy's contract have left on it?
They paused it every time he was gone, so I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
Him and Matt had the same terms, so maybe he has like another 6 months.
Whatever he was, however long he was out for injury, upon his return, that always gets tacked on to the end of it. So,
unless he signed an extension, which I don't know.
Right. That'd be interesting, too, what they do with Jeff when he comes back.
He's coming back.
You know? Like,
he's in the performance center.
He's coming back soon. I wouldn't mind seeing that dude at WrestleMania. Also, like, that would be kind of cool to see Jeff on one program and Matt
on the other,
on another, you know, but I do want Jeff to come back as Willow.
You really want that creepo Willow, right?
They have not done anything with the Willow. They've teased it a little bit, but not really.
Yeah.
You know, any update on EC3?
He's hurt.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought they just kept him off TV.
No, he's hurt.
Interesting. Would it make a difference to you if they brought back Lars Sullivan?
He apparently is getting ready for a comeback.
Wow.
He's coming back. He should be cleared soon.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is in Rowan's cage?
Lars Sullivan.
Oh my god.
Lars is in that cage.
Just the head.
Just the head. Maybe the glitches on SmackDown are him.
Or Jeff Hardy.
Or Jeff Hardy.
That'd be cool.
Maybe, but maybe it's Lars.
Maybe it's CM Punk. Oh my god.
Oh, CM Punk.
And we got, he was asked if he could work for AEW while he is working for Fox.
And what'd he say?
And he was like, yes, I can, but Fox would probably fire me for a conflict of interest.
Hmm. I don't know. He they're not very happy with him.
Because he's not drawing the numbers.
No. I'm saying AEW's not very happy with him because he was a dick.
Whatever.
He was such a dick with that. Yeah. Another carny guy, man. He's a carny. He's going to go to WWE. He's going to have another match in WWE. He's not having a match anywhere else.
Who do you think is the carniest active wrestler right now?
Active?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great question. The carniest active wrestler right now.
I'm going to go Gallows.
Drew Gallows?
Yeah.
Okay. I could go with Drew Gallows.
Big LG, Luke Gallows.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I can see him being like super carny. I think that term is so friggin' funny.
What, carny?
Yeah.
I call people carny fucks all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I if I'm describing someone that I don't like,
yeah,
I'll call them a carny fuck, and nobody other than me gets it in my head.
Do you think there's any carny dudes in New Japan? Like, do you think they have a version of that?
I think they're all bizarros. They're all weird.
Yeah.
I think they're all weird. I think Tanahashi's a weirdo. I think Okada's a major weirdo.
You know what's funny? Yeah. Like, not to throw Tanahashi under the bus, but several people who are not connected to each other have said the same thing to me, where they're like, you know what? I, as much as I love Tanahashi, I feel like he's a weirdo.
Oh, yeah. John Cena's probably major carny.
You think so?
Yeah, John Cena's, he's a weirdo.
I can see him being like a ridiculous politicker.
There's no personality with him.
But that is his personality.
Yeah, that's his
personality. Can't see it.
Oh, Southpaw Regional Wrestling is coming. That's returning. Season 3 is returning this summer, which that'll be fun. And that's it. I think we're done.
Goodbye. All
right, guys. See, go to our website, gfknetwork.com. Subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. The show will be available on RSS probably in a couple hours. You can follow Rich, BTC Rich. You can follow me at Andrew Zarian. And, of course, Matt Men Podcast will be live tweeting Monday Night Raw tonight. If you're not watching it tonight, we'll be live tweeting everything else all week. See y'all next time.
Later.
Take care.